Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio. And, of course, we're brought to you by our friends at Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Of course, brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. And Bud Light, and Mick Ultra. All of our guests joining us today via the Ray Snell Sports Line. No one knows Jackson County better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com. And we go to our Ray Snell Sports Line right now. We welcome back to the program Travis Gaddy, head coach of Michigan Center Boys Basketball. Travis, hey, welcome back.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, just looking through the schedules and how things have gone for you so far this season from the MHSAA website, I mean, you've had a pretty good season in the Rugged Cascades. It's been a good run for Michigan Center this year.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Yeah, the Cascades overall from top to bottom is probably more balanced than what it has been in quite a few years. You got some new teams up near the top, Vandercook up near the top, and even the middle of the pack and bottom of the pack teams are much more competitive than what it has been the last few years.
Yeah, I guess, you know, being a coach on the opposing team, when you're looking at Vandercook Lake, are you kind of surprised to see their performance and how they've responded this year?
We had a chance to see them this summer. We actually scrimmaged them this summer. Coach Ray over there and I are friends, so we set it up. And so we knew the talent that they had going into the year, if they could piece it all together and if they didn't experience any type of chemistry issues. We figured they were as talented as any team in the Cascades Conference.
Yeah. But let's talk a little bit more about Michigan Center. I mean, you're sitting here at 8-3 in conference play, 11-5 overall, and in any other year, I mean, that's right now you're sitting third in the Cascades. But any other year, that's like that's you'd be competing to be at the top of the league.
Yeah, I mean, we were right within striking distance until this past Friday when we lost to Napoleon. At Napoleon there, that was a tough place to go in and play, and they had their way with us pretty good. But, yeah, any other year, we're right there. And like I said, we were still right there up until Friday. Friday kind of officially eliminated us out of the conference race this year, we feel.
So let's talk about that game against Napoleon. The first time you played them, you hosted them, and it was a much closer contest. What happened on Friday?
They got off to a much, much quicker start than what we did. They jumped out to a 21-6 lead at the end of the first quarter. Their size played some issues with us. They played really sound defense. We found it a little tough sledding getting it going offensively on Friday. After that, unfortunately, you know, you can't replay the start, but after that, we played even with them. I think they outscored us by 1 point over the last three quarters, but the damage was done in that first 8 minutes.
Yeah, and like you said, that kind of made sure that you didn't really have a chance to catch Vandercook at that point. But, I mean, it's the Rugged Cascades. It's great competition, like you said, balanced, great competition all across the board. And you have another great opponent coming up this Wednesday with Hanover Horton. Tell us about that matchup and what you need to do to get a win.
Yeah, well, Hanover seems to be playing some of their best basketball right now. They obviously had some health issues early on in this year and had a tough non-conference schedule, but they seem to be really kind of turning it around. We have to go in there. We can't get off to a slow start like we did Friday against Napoleon. That's going to be imperative. That's a tough venue to go play at. There's student sections right underneath the hoop that we shoot at to start the game. So it'll be very, very important that our kids bring some energy, get off to a quick start and are mentally prepared to go in there and be prepared for a tough battle.
Yeah. So earlier, what was it, late January, you hosted Hanover Horton. You got out of there with a win. You mentioned that they had some injuries and things that they had to deal with. Are they a different team now than when you had that win in January?
Yeah, they're different. Sanders has been back for a period of time now. He missed some time earlier this year. In the game we played him, the freshman, the Soper kid, didn't start and didn't play as many minutes as what he's playing right now. He had some battling some health issues at that time. So they should be fully staffed and fully prepared, have their full complement of players. And that's what they've had the last couple of weeks as we've seen them on film.
Okay. All right. So tell us about some of the kids on the team. And it's been a while since we've had a chance to talk here, but any athletes that you would like to highlight and just compliment what they've contributed to the team this season?
Yeah, we have three senior captains voted on by the team this year. Dalen Hinkle, and then Carter Cosmet and Nicholas Cosmet. They're the captains, but they're our leaders as well. They have each taken turns. They do different things. Nicholas is our point guard. He runs the show. He doesn't score as much as Dalen or Carter, but he's as important as any player we have on that team. He logs a lot of minutes. Good defender. Has a great assist to turnover ratio, about 3-1 on the year. Carter Cosmet is a little bit more of an explosive scorer than what Nicholas is. He's had games where he scored 35 against East Jackson and 31 when we beat Vandercook at Vandercook this year. And then Dalen's probably overall one of our best 3-point shooters. He can hurt you at 6'3", he can hurt you in the lane, or he can hurt you from behind the arc. So those three guys have kind of been, like I said, been our leaders this year, and when they go, we go.
Right. Awesome. And you're away at Hanover Horton on Wednesday, but then you wrap up the season with three home games, East Jackson, Addison, and then the crossover game, and then districts. Can you set the table for district play for us?
Well, I think that MHSA schedule is a little bit off there, Mark. We actually only have one remaining home game, and that is against East Jackson. We do go to Addison, and we are away at the Big 8 crossover. But even in that, we're going to get a tough Big 8 crossover team. That Big 8 is very balanced. Concord's got a one-game lead, but we don't know who it's going to be at this point. And then we'll get ready and we host districts this year. But our district is very, very loaded this year. You have Vandercook Lake, Napoleon, ourselves, Loom and Christie, and then East Jackson Grass Lake rounded out. And Grass Lake is playing much, much better basketball as we near the end of the year as well.
And I think that Loom's schedule is a little deceptive too, because they play up a lot. They play up a lot. So we don't really know what to expect out of Loom once they get down and playing schools in their own division.
Absolutely agree with you, Mark. We talk about that with coaching staff all the time, that they play in that tough, rugged I-8 conference and playing against much, much bigger schools than Lumen Christi is. So we know as coaches, but it's hard to get through to the kids' head sometimes, that their record is very, very deceiving, and that's a much better basketball team than their record reflects.
All right, very good. Well, Coach Travis Gaddy, as always, we appreciate the visit. Thank you so much. Wishing you the best of luck for the rest of the season, and looking forward to talking with you again here real soon.
Mark, as always, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Let's talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.